going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we're going to do something pretty cool today. We are going to head around college football and take a closer look at some of the prospects that could potentially be drafted by the Chiefs in round one. We're going to take our first stop for the day and be joined by Jake Thompson, who covers Ole Miss for On3 Sports, to take a closer look at Walter Nolan and Trey Amos, two very talented defensive players. Jake, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Let's start with this, because I've never asked somebody this before. What is it like to cover Lane Kiffin day in, day out?
Well, as somebody who, obviously, being down here, was very familiar with him with his time at Alabama and Tennessee, and then obviously over to Southern Cal, and just kind of that persona and that character, and then obviously getting spoofed by a few comedy people. He was that larger-than-life college coach that, you know, Ole Miss never really had that kind of guy. They never had that, like, Nick Saban or Lightning Rod guy. And then, you know, December 2019, all of a sudden, Ole Miss AD Keith Carter pulls the trigger and brings Lane Kiffin to us. And, you know, it's been surreal to kind of be here and watch how he was when he started coming here from Boca and FAU to where he is now 6 years. You know, this will be his sixth year this fall at Ole Miss. And now Ole Miss is the answer to the trivia question of what is Lane Kiffin's longest tenured coaching job, you know, which nobody I think saw coming. So it's been fun, and there's not really a dull day covering him, but it is interesting how we've all kind of get put in the spotlight of college football now.
I want to ask you about Walter Nolan. We'll do that coming up in a bit, but I have to get your thoughts on Jackson Dart. Do you see him as a quality starter, a potential franchise quarterback in the league?
You know, I do, and of course, you know, maybe that's because we, you know, I'm a little biased just having covered him and been around him, seeing him day to day and seeing what he can do. And, you know, those college quarterbacks, it's always so hit or miss, especially like the big names. Some make it and some pan out, and then it's the ones you get taken late Saturday or you know, late Friday that shine better than the guys that get taken on Thursday. But I do feel like he has the tools to make it, and, you know, it's nice to kind of have to keep an eye on the top 10 again for an Ole Miss player, especially quarterback. I mean, Ole Miss hadn't had that since Eli, you know, 22 years ago. But I think whoever takes him, and I know he's been floated as high as the third pick to the Giants to, you know, I think 40th or, you know, early Friday, I think the team's going to make a nice selection there. And it'll be fun to see the positioning and what teams do to try to get him and how they got him. That'll be the story that's most interesting.
If I had to guess, I think he's going to be a first-round pick. This seems like a move for the New Orleans Saints to me. I know there's been a lot of buzz about them going to get Shedeur Sanders. I could see a scenario in which maybe the Saints go best player available at 9, and then they're aggressive in trying to trade back into the first round to try to get Jackson Dart somewhere in that 20 to 25 range.
You know, as a New Orleans Saints fan, that's nice to hear that that's still kind of a possibility. You know, that's kind of the strategy that I've seen a lot of. Yeah, he's at 9, but the Saints do have more pressing needs, you know, especially defense and now offensive line with the guy with Ramchick retiring. But, you know, I then see them trading up late Thursday night, tomorrow night, or first thing Friday to higher up to better spot and get Dart. I think that's the move. If he goes number 9 or somewhere in the top 10, that'll be great and kind of even more surprising to me.
I'm reading right now his NFL draft page on NFL.com. They have his NFL comparison as Gardner Minshew. Certainly not what you want for a first or second round pick. You watched every snap of his college career. When you see him play, who do you see? Who do you think his NFL comparison is?
You know, it's tough. I always seem to do that poorly in terms of comps, but I do think he has more tools to succeed. You know, and Gardner Minshew, he's a high school alum of mine. We both went to the same high school, so I love him. But he's I think Dart's got more of a ceiling than Gardner, and I know Gardner's been put in some tough situations, you know, in his career. But, you know, I don't know what the best comp is because I've seen so many too, and it's hard for me to kind of nail. I know he likes to model himself after Jalen Hurts. I might see that a little bit, especially in the toughness, you know, in the running game especially. So if I had to kind of put a marker on one, I'd say maybe Jalen Hurts just because he's kind of forced that issue and that narrative.
Right now, we're talking to Jake Thompson, just getting a closer look at Ole Miss and some of the prospects that they have. They have a couple that have been mocked to the Chiefs. Walter Nolan is one, and Trey Amos at corner is one. Let's start with Walter Nolan. What is it about you like? What is it about him that you like as an NFL prospect?
You know, when he transferred in from A&M, it was obviously the key get for Kiffin in last year's transfer cycle in December of, 2023. To regroup and rebuild, and they got him, and he was nothing but as advertised. He was a monster up front. You know, he helped combine for 14 tackles for loss. Just, you know, he really kind of dictated and allowed teammates to thrive in the statistical category because teams would plan against him, leading to other having to run guys into other parts of that top offensive Ole Miss defensive line with Jared Ivey, Pegues, Princely. But Nolan, I think, can thrive. He's just got to get in the right defensive system. And I've loved seeing him with the Chiefs. Obviously, they know what success is, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and they love them some SEC defensive players. So I think that'd be a tremendous fit, and I think they'd know how to use him at his utmost potential.
Do you see him as somebody who has the ability to get to the quarterback at the next level, or do you think he's primarily somebody who's going to be used to stop the run?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I could see, I think initially he'll be best at stopping the run because I just think they're going to kind of double team him in terms of preventing that rush. But he's somebody that, at least here under Randall Joyner, the defensive line coach, and Pete Golding, the defense coordinator, he developed so much in just a short amount of time that he was here that I feel like if he gets under the right, you know, tutelage or right mentor, or right coach, they can continue that development. I could see him becoming that guy that's living in the backfield sooner than later.
He seems like one of those players, and I think this happens every year toward the back half of the first round. You could tell me that Nolan goes 25 overall. You could tell me that he goes 55 overall. Just once you kind of get to that, like, pick 27 close to the back half of the first round, it feels like anything is possible.
Yeah, no, and, you know, ever since – you know, even when the season ended at the Gator Bowl and draft prep, and, you know, we started focusing on draft talk, Nolan had always been kind of the first Ole Miss guy to go off the board. We felt he was that first-round guy. Dart's, you know, stock kind of up and down and then a little bit down at the end of the season with Ole Miss's success and then struggles, you know, not making the playoffs, and that's just how that goes. The quarterback's tied to the team's success. So Nolan was kind of that guy that everybody thought, okay, he'll go that Thursday night. And then Dart just had this tremendous draft process showing at Mobile. And then the draft and the combine and pro day here, he just kind of overtook Walter. But I still see Walter as a first-round guy. And, yeah, mid to late tomorrow night, it wouldn't surprise me wherever he goes.
Right now, we're talking to Jake Thompson for a couple more minutes. He covers Ole Miss. They have a couple of players who have been mocked to the Chiefs. One is the defensive tackle, Walter Nolan. Another one is Trey Amos. He plays in the secondary. Tell us a little bit more about Trey. Is he a guy that you think is worthy of a first-round pick?
Yeah, you know, he was also kind of the rumblings of would he break through to Thursday in that first round or would he be kind of a high Friday second round guy? He always was kind of right at that bubble, that borderline. But for Ole Miss, he was probably the best get after Nolan in terms of the defensive side of the ball. Getting him to transfer over from Alabama, The Ole Miss secondary has been always kind of a little questionable, marky, so to speak, you know, especially with depth and if you get one guy injured. But Amos came in and he just made that position in that room so much better and showed constantly flashes of what he could do. And I strongly think he's got the skill set, the body type, everything to succeed and continue that to the NFL level. And I wouldn't be surprised either if he snuck in, you know, towards the end last night or immediately come Friday night.
Do you think he's somebody that's better suited for the inside or the outside?
I think he played well on the outside. I like him on the outside. I didn't see much of him here on the inside, but he was very successful on the outside here.
Is he a guy that is kind of a ball hawk that's going to kind of force pass breakups, force interceptions? Just what kind of style of corner is he?
He is definitely that. He led the team with 13 pass breakups, you know, and tied with 3 interceptions this year. Wherever that ball was, he was. And so, no, ball hawk is probably especially the best superlative for him. And that's probably what is getting, you know, all the NFL guys, scouts, executives' eyes, too, is what he can do when that ball gets in the air down the field.
It seems to me, and you certainly know these two players better than me, it sounds like Nolan to me is the better NFL prospect, that if both of these players are on the board, Nolan to me sounds like the player I would take more of a chance on than Amos at 31.
Yeah, no, I think defensive line has just kind of recently had more success consistently. You know, you have those guys that are broken out in the secondary here and there, but I do feel like if you're staring at it and you had your pick, and it was both of them on the board, I would definitely go, let's get Nolan, let's build up that defensive front first. And then if you had a chance to later get Amos, I'd get him. But, yeah, Walter would be my first pick.
That is Jake Thompson joining us on the show today. He covers Ole Miss from On3 Sports, taking a closer look at a couple of their players. Walter Nolan has been mocked to the Chiefs. Also, Trey Amos, a very talented corner for the Rebels. Jake, great stuff, man. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate y'all. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you.